Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the seventh Aliyah in Parsha's Achrimus Kedashim. That's Perek Chav Pasuk Ches. And the pasuk says, "Ushmartem eschu koisav asisam oisam. You shall guard my chukim and perform them. Ani Hashem Kadoshchem. I am Hashem that makes you holy. Ki ish ish asher yikalas aviv es imoy. For any man that curses his father and mother, mos yumos he shall be put to death. Aviv v'imoy kilel dom of bay. He has cursed his father and mother. His blood is on him. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk test. Aviv v'imoy kilel the rabbis lachrimiso. That includes even after they die. It's aser dom of bay zuskilo is referring to skila." Anytime the pasuk says dam of bay, his blood is on him, or demei hem bam, their blood is on them, that means skila. We learn this from Ivan Yudaini at the end of this week's parsha. Shenar Abraham says about them, but Evan yirgmu isam demei hem bam. Now, pshuta shalmeker, the simple understanding of the pasuk is kemay dam bereisha, like when we say a person's blood is on their head. Ein nana shal misase elahu, the only one that's being punished through his death is him. Shehu garm laatzmei sheharig, he caused himself to be punished. That's why we say dam of bay, his blood is on his head. It's all his fault. He brought it upon himself. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. Now we're going to be learning about the punishments of the riots that we learned about in Achrimos. A man who shall commit adultery with a married woman, he committed adultery with his friend's wife. Both him and her shall be put to death. And a man who lies with his father's wife, Eras Aviv Gila, he's revealed the heir of his father. Both them shall be put to death. Their blood is on them. A man who lies with his daughter-in-law, both them shall be put to death. Tevel they carried out a perversion, their blood is on them. A man who lies with another man, the way one lies with a woman. Both of them have done an abomination. Both of them shall be put to death, their blood is on them. A man who takes a woman and her mother, that's zima, that's bad advice. But they shall be burned in fire, him and them, and there shall not be zima among you. A man who lies with an animal, he shall be put to death. And the animal shall be killed as well. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazvav. If the man sinned, behema machata, what did the animal do wrong? It's because a takala, a mishap, came to the person through this animal. That's why the Pasuk says, Tisakel, the animal also shall be stoned. And kavachem l'adam, we learn a kavachem to man from here. A person knows how to differentiate between good and bad. If he causes his friend to do an avera, Alachas kam v'kama, he should be punished. And a woman who approaches any animal to mate with her, and you shall kill the woman and the animal, they shall be put to death, their blood is on them. And a man who takes his sister, the daughter of his father, daughter of his mother, and he sees her ervav, and she sees his ervav, this is shame or disgrace, they shall be cut off from the eyes of their nation, he has revealed the erva of his sister, he shall bear his sin. If a man shall lie with a woman in her state of nida, and reveal her erva as makaira ha'era, he has revealed her makar, her source, and she revealed the source of her blood. Both of them shall be cut off from their nation. Let's just see Rashi over here, ches ha'era, gila, he has revealed. Anytime we have this lashon, this expression of erva, gilihu, that means a revealing, which is not allowed to be revealed. And the erva of your sister, of your mother, sister of your father, do not reveal. For that's revealing one's own flesh. They shall bear their sin. A man who lies with his aunt, ervas doide gila, he has revealed the erva of his aunt. They shall bear their sin. They will die childless. Let's see Rashi over here. This pasuk is teaching us about kares that was mentioned previously. That the punishment is they're going to go childless. Aririm kitarguma. Targum translates it as beloved blood without child. We have a similar pasuk. Now, what exactly is his childlessness? Yeshlei banim, if he has children, kaivron, he's going to bury them. Einlei banim, if he doesn't have children, meisblei banim, that means he's going to die without children. That's why we have a slight change in these two psukim. One pasuk says aririm yamusu. Another pasuk says aririm yiyu. Aririm yamusu teaches us im yu loy b'shas avera. If he had children when he did the avera, loy yu loy kishayamas, he's not going to have children by the time he dies. Lefisha kaivron b'chayev, because he's going to bury them in his lifetime. Arir miyu, what does that mean? Shem ein lo b'shas avera. If he didn't have children by the time he did this avera, you call yom of kamayshu achshav, all of his days are going to be like now, he's not going to have children. A man who takes the wife of his brother, she's a nida. Ervas achiv gila, he has revealed the erva of his brother, arir miyu, they shall be childless. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk chav aleph, nida hi. What does that mean, she's a nida? Who says she's a nida? Maybe she's not a nida. So over here, nida means hashchiva hazois. This line lying with his brother's wife, menuda hi umeusa, it's banned and it's repulsive. You shall guard all my chukim and all my mishpatim, basisim oisam and perform them. And the land that I'm bringing you there to settle in it shall not spit you out. And the pasuk continues, you shall not go in the ways of the nation that I'm sending out from before you. Because all these things they did, and I was disgusted with them. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk of Gimel, va'akot l'shan mias, this is a lashon of repulsive. Kimai kasti b'chayai, kalim shu katz b'mizaynei, like a person who's disgusted by the food he's eating. That's why I tell you, atem tirshu esad masam, you shall inherit their land. Va'ani etnen alachem l'reshes oisa, and I will give it to you to inherit it. Eretz avas chol v'dvash. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Ani Hashem l'keichem, I'm Hashem your God, asher evdalti eschem min ho'amim, that I've separated you from the nations. V'evdaltem min ha'behema ta'ir la'tameo, u'bein o'if ha'tam la'tahar. And you shall distinguish between tahar and non-tahar animals and tahar and non-tahar birds. V'lois ha'shaktus nafshay seichem, and you shall not make your souls abominable by behemo va'oif v'chal asher timos ha'adama with any animals or birds or anything that crawls on the ground asher evdalti lechem latame that I've set apart for you to be tame. V'yisem li kedayshem, you shall be holy for me. Ki kadesh ani Hashem, for I am holy. Va'avdil eschem in o'amim liyosli, and I've separated you from the nations to be for me. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk avav. Va'avdil eschem in o'amim liyosli. Im atem uvdal mehem, if you're separate from them, harei atem shali, so then your mind says Hashem. Vim lav, if not, harei atem shal Nebuchadnezzar v'chaverov, you're just part of Nebuchadnezzar and his friends. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yomer, he tells us, minayin shelo yomer adam, how do we know that a person shouldn't say, nafshi katsa b'bsar chazir, I'm disgusted by chazir, efshi lil bosh kalayim, I don't want to wear shatness. Aval yomer, a person should say, efshi, I very much would like to eat chazir, I very much would like to wear shatness. Uma ha'ese, but what could I do? Va'avi shibah shemayim gazar alai, my father in heaven commanded me not to do so. Talmud yomer, that's because the pasuk says, va'avdol eschem in o'amim liyos li, I want you to be for me, shetiyah havdolascha mehem l'shmi, that the reason why you're separate from them is because it's for me. Pirish min avero umakabul olav omach l'shamayim, separating oneself from avero and accepting the yoke of heaven upon himself. A person's mindset should be that the reason why he's doing mitzvahs and he's not doing averos is because that brings him closer to Hashem, liyos li, says the pasuk. Back to Chumash pasuk of Zayin, ve'isha isha, man or woman, kiyah bohem oiva yidaini, if they have in them oiva yidaini, masu masu, they shall be put to death, ba'avin yirgmu oisam demei ambam, they shall stone them with stones, their blood is on them. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk of Zayin, kiyah bohem oiva yidaini, kan nemar behem misa, over here it says that they get stoned to death, ulamala karis, but previously it says that they get karis. Edim hasra, if there's edim, and there's warning not to do it, beskilo, so then they get stoned. Mezid belay hasra, if they do this on purpose, mezid, but they didn't get warned, be karis, then they're going to get karis. V'shei gosam, if they did this shkaga, they did this inadvertently, chatas, they would have to bring a chatas. V'chein b'chol chave misa shenar behem karis, this applies to anything that a person could technically be put to death, and it also says the word karis, so there's these different levels. A person being warned with edim, they'd be put to death. They did it b'mezid, without being warned, they would get karis, and doing it as a shaygig, they would just have to bring a chatas. With this, we finish the parsha. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.